Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. Teacher unions in Illinois are opposing a draft proposal that would divert tax revenue away from the state to pay tuition for sending students to private schools. They criticize it as a school voucher program. Tony Arnold reports.
As schools wonder how long a political impasse in Springfield will hold up education funding, lawmakers have begun privately discussing a $100 million program that offers scholarships to kids so they can go to private or parochial school. Kathy Griffin leads the Illinois Education Association, a large teachers union.
There has been no discussion. There has been no debate. And whenever something like that happens without having an open forum, it always questions what's going on.
A draft proposal reviewed by WBEZ indicates most Illinois families would be eligible for the program, which could have big effects on public school enrollment. I'm Tony Arnold.
Quad Citians who won't be able to view the total solar eclipse in southern Illinois or elsewhere might still have the chance to see this rare occurrence. The Putnam Museum in Davenport will live stream the total solar eclipse in 2 weeks from a location in Nebraska that will experience one of the longest durations of darkness. Quad Cities astronomer Dale Hendricks will narrate the event as the moon sweeps across the sun and covers it for about 2.5 minutes.
If you haven't experienced an eclipse, it's going to be deathly quiet. The birds will roost. It's going to be totally dark outside, just like at night. And that causes people to have some very strange feelings about what's going on. It doesn't last very long, but when it does, it's a very powerful effect on people.
The total solar eclipse will cross 12 states from Oregon to South Carolina. And the closest viewing point to the Quad Cities will be in Carbondale, Illinois, where the moon will cover the sun for about 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Those who wish to view the August 21st eclipse from the Putnam must register online on the museum's website. Residents of the Iowa Quad Cities will have plenty of choices to make when they go to the polls next month for school board elections. There will be races on the ballot in each of the 4 school districts in Scott County. 7 candidates have filed to run for 3 seats on the Bettendorf School Board, including former finance director Maxine McEnany. She resigned earlier this year after raising questions about financial audits of the district. For the Davenport School Board, 6 people, including incumbent Clyde Mayfield, are running for 3 seats. Richard Cluwell has decided not to run after serving for 16 years, but will run in the fall for city council. Members of the Pleasant Valley School Board are elected from districts, and only 1 candidate has filed to run in both the 1st and 7th districts. But 2 people have filed to run in the 2nd district, for the seat being given up by Board President Heather Witters. 4 candidates, including 2 incumbents, are running for 3 seats on the North Scott School Board. School board elections in Scott County and the rest of Iowa will be held on September 12th. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.